Ummers, but you didn't ask that question. All right, and finally, you know a friend who's still not married because their standards are way too high, or maybe they're just really underslept. A study found we see other people as less attractive when we're tired or haven't gotten enough sleep. See, that's what I think happened when I went to high school. I think the girls there didn't get enough sleep, so they didn't find me good looking or anything. That's the only thing I can think of. Hey, it's 7 o'clock on the noggin. I'm Don Rosen. Stay right where you are.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden has just met with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in France and apologized for a months-long holdup in approving weapons. Next, Mr. Biden delivers a speech from Pointe-du-Hoc in Normandy later today. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he'll talk about
principles that have served as the foundation of American security and American democracy for generations, including the generation that scaled those cliffs, including today's generation, including the next generation.
The president took part in an 80th D-Day memorial in Normandy yesterday. First Lady Jill Biden left France for Wilmington, Delaware, where she's expected to be back in court today for her stepson Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Here at the federal courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware, the defense could begin presenting their case as early as this afternoon. In testimony Thursday, the star witness for the prosecution, Hunter Biden's brother's widow, Hallie Biden, testified she found a gun in Hunter's car near drug residue in 2018. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to unlawfully possessing that gun while a drug user.
Former President Donald Trump tried to draw a stark contrast between his border goals and President Biden's when he held his first campaign rally since his felony conviction last week.
Joe Biden wants an invasion. I want a deportation.
He spoke to supporters at a megachurch in Phoenix. A day after a deadly strike on a UN school in Gaza that was being used as a shelter, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll travel to Washington to speak before Congress on July 24th. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
In Israel, Netanyahu's approval rating is low, and his coalition government is under increasing pressure. His hardline partners are threatening to pull out of the government and trigger new elections if he accepts the U.S.-backed deal for a ceasefire with Hamas.
A heat wave is baking the Southwest, and this woman's finding ways to cope in Las Vegas.
When I go shopping, I leave my car on, and I just leave the air running.
Temperatures there broke a daily record when they reached 111 yesterday. A Scottish woman is suing Netflix over a popular series.
Really manly hands, haven't you? Chiseled jawline. Should we run away together?
Fiona Harvey, portrayed as a stalker in Baby Reindeer, is demanding $170 million for defamation.
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go.
Both Harvey and the actress who plays her in Reindeer, Jessica Gunning, are lawyers. The resemblance, uncanny. S&P futures down 3. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Because the Foxconn deal didn't work out as planned and there's a lot less jobs, the city of Racine has issued a notice alleging Mount Pleasant is in breach of their water and wastewater agreements. This comes after Mount Pleasant filed a notice claiming Racine breached their agreements. Both sides are now pursuing legal remedies. They want to update the terms of the agreement in light of Microsoft replacing Foxconn's project. It does mean a lot less jobs. In a statement, Racine Mayor Corey Mason says the city stands ready to negotiate with the village. A Racine cop shop has a new name. A ceremony was held yesterday to formally rename the Racine County Law Enforcement Center as the William L. McReynolds Law Enforcement Center. Former County Executive Gene Jacobson, McReynolds' son, and McReynolds himself delivered remarks at the ceremony. McReynolds started as a teacher in the 1970s before joining the sheriff's department and rising through the ranks to become sheriff and later county executive. One Kenosha County community wants to raise taxes. The town of Wheatland is asking people to vote August 13th. They want an extra $150,000 every year for the next 5 years to spend on emergency medical services. They get service from Twin Lakes, and Twin Lakes will be asking for more money. First Fridays in downtown Racine are back. The event is set to kick off the summer season today from 4 to 9. Highlights include a 70s and 80s DJ set at Monument Square, cornhole tournaments, free hot dogs, and live music. The public art project featuring 26 uniquely designed butterfly sculptures will be officially unveiled throughout downtown. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm. And a high tomorrow near 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Been married a couple years now. My wife's name is Ann, and we have a rule. We never go to bed angry. And I haven't slept in a week and a half. We're going to modify that rule a little bit. You know, the thing is, I'm just not used to being wrong so often. I guess it's like the tree falling in the forest thing. I was wrong when I was single. I just never heard about it. But now I hear about it. We had a fight about a month ago, a pretty big fight, and I got mad and I broke something. And afterwards, Ann suggested that I might want to take a course in anger management, which is reasonable. I suggested that she might want to take a course in anger prevention. It's a free seminar next Saturday. I'm teaching it. Just bring a pen and lots of paper. And don't be late. You know how that makes me mad.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
local news and timeless hits on a Friday morning at 7:09 with the Beach Boys. I get around at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. And guess what? It's our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest on WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, or be a finalist for those grand prizes, including a lake house getaway and a trip to Door County, or even an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is pontoon. Do I have to spell that for you? P-O-N-T-O-O-N, pontoon, like a cartoon, but a pontoon. Okay. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN and use that text button to send the keyword pontoon for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is pontoon. Find WRJN in the free Civic Media app and use that text button to send pontoon right now. You have until the end of the hour. So good luck to you. Oh, I love this. Simon and Garfunkel, The Boxer, 710 WRJN.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. My home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
don't forget, it's our Ascani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest on WRJN. Just download the Civic Media app. It's free in the Apple Store or the, well, you can get it wherever you get your, you know, where you get your apps, the Google Store. It's free. Download it and then click on the WRJN button. And this hour, text the word pontoon to us, P-O-N-T-O-O-N, pontoon, for your chance to win a great summer prize package from WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena. The little old lady from Pasadena. Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go. Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia. Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go. But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Pasadena, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You spoke, we listened. Pass it on. Tell a friend. All right, a survey came up with the 20 things that make us crazy when we go to work each day. These are the top five. Being copied on emails that aren't relevant. Phone calls right before you leave for the day. Your computer crashing. The office being too hot or too cold and the printer breaking down. I can see where that would do it, especially those emails. I'm not, but I can understand, you know, how that would happen. And would you rather, here's a question for you, would you rather lose $1,000 or gain 20 pounds? Men were split 50-50 on that deal, but 61% of women said they'd give up the money then gain the weight. I think I'd give up the money. I don't want to gain the weight. Hey, don't forget, it's our Ascani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app right now. It's free. Just go to the Google App Store or Apple Apps. You can get it there. Download it. Click on the WRJN button. And this hour, text the word pontoon to be in that contest. Pontoon. You say, well, what can I win? Well, you can win the following. Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, be a finalist for prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, and an escape to Lake Geneva. All right. So text that word pontoon. First, get the Civic Media app. Type, you know, click on the WRJN button there and text the word pontoon this hour. There's going to be a new word with Cindy at 9, 11, and 1. And then Kurt Vollman has his at 3 and 5 this afternoon. Get them all. Keep entering. You have a better chance to win each time.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Rep the Brewers with a special Brewmaster shirt giveaway at the game against the Reds on Sunday, June 16th, courtesy of Miller Lite. Be one of the first 10,000 fans ages 21 and up, and you'll collect the Brewmaster shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-513-6769 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-513-6769. That's 800-513-6769. What do you have to lose? Call 800-513-6769. Again, 800-513-6769.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the On-Ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunny today, gorgeous. It's beautiful out there now, too. High 73, partly cloudy, lows 57 for tonight. Cloudy chance of showers tomorrow, sunny on Sunday. Right now, it's sunny and 61 degrees at Radio Park.
Oh, my friend, that's me. Something they didn't understand. Target for the women in the mall. I mean, I know you've heard that the woman will soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't the love to do. So you oughta treat her like the lady. The best you can do, you gotta treat her like a lady. She'll I mean. Oh, you got the lover,
teaser,
but most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her, and
wanna,
and make her feel you'll always need her.
Leader.
You know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them, right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Your hand. 729 local news and timeless hits. WRJN. A survey found 64% of us have tracked down an ex on Facebook. The main reasons? We want to see who they're dating, so you can compare yourself to the new person, of course, to see if they've gained any weight. I guess we're hoping they did, right? To see if they look happy. We're hoping they don't, or if they're miserable without you. And to see if they're still single. Now, be honest. Have you done this before? Of course not. You would never do anything like that. Hey, at 7:30 at WRJN, it's news time. And on the other side of news, we're going to have Brent Hoffman from Marcus Theaters talking about the new movies coming out at theaters this weekend and what's coming out for the rest of the summer. Some big movies to look forward to. But as I said, 7:30 on the noggin, here's the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Jobs promised for Foxconn were part of deals worked out between Racine and Mount Pleasant. Those water and wastewater agreements are now in question as leaders in both municipalities are standing their ground. Racine Mayor Corey Mason issued a statement yesterday saying Microsoft's plans don't bring the jobs initially promised. Mount Pleasant Village Board President David DeGroot showed up at a city council meeting this week and said the concerns were unrelated to water. Country Thunder or the RNC? Kenosha County leaders say the music festival is a larger concern as they turn away from a deal to send sheriff's deputies to Milwaukee for the convention. The county's Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee rejected an agreement that would have sent at least a dozen deputies to assist with patrols during the RNC next month. The convention runs July 15th through the 18th. Country Thunder and Randall runs from July 18th through the 21st. Road work in western Racine County has Highway 20 shut all the way down. There's a complete road closure at the railroad crossing in Waterford, meaning no traffic can pass through from Honey Creek to Miller Road. Several signs are up to guide drivers through the detours. A lot of Racine graduation ceremonies are this weekend. Case is holding theirs tonight. Those going to that event are told to try and get there early with all that construction around the school. Horlick and Park will have their pomp and circumstance tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Kind of tough to protect yourself from weather-related issues in alfalfa, but now crop insurance could be on the way. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's right, USDA's Risk Management Agency is taking a look at it. That's according to Beth Nelson, president of the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance. And she said this could be big for Wisconsin alfalfa producers.
They currently have no way of protecting themselves against losses in revenue. Currently, we do have a forage production APH product, actual production history policy, but that only protects them from yield losses, not revenue. And that's been an inadequate product. As you probably know, if a farmer cuts an exceptional stand of alfalfa and it gets rained on prior to baling and they don't necessarily lose the yield, but they will lose quality, and that subsequently reflects in the revenue that they're able to get for that product. So a policy protecting only yield does not provide a safety net for our alfalfa farmers currently in those cases.
Beth Nelson, president of the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance, she said that Wisconsin will be one of the very first states in the pilot program around the end of 2025. They are going to be having online discussions about what growers are looking for in risk management tools coming up next week. Check out our website for more details on that. The conversation happening on June 11th. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll see the details there. Markets and overnight electronic trade. Lots of red ink. Numbers are next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny to 195.5. 40-pound block cheese went down a penny and a half, 184.5. While AA butter drifted 4.5 cents lower at 305 a pound. This morning in Chicago, our July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 6 cents at 1997. August milk down a dime right now, closed at 2026. September down 14 cents, 2010 a hundredweight. Meanwhile, December corn is down a penny and a half. 4.68. November beans down 2 at 11.65. July wheat right now down 9 at 6.30 a bushel. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up more than 50 points. Just a quick snapshot on what's happening with the markets on a finally Friday morning. More news anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm. And a high tomorrow near 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The only choice I make when it comes to clothing is, does it still fit me? I don't know
you've had an opportunity to fat out of clothes, that's a special feeling. There are watershed moments in your life, right? When you hold your newborn child or you fat out of a t-shirt. It's amazing, because you don't even go to the obvious conclusion. You're like, well, this sure used to fit. I haven't grown since I was a teenager. Oh, I'm a fat ass. Well, time for a burrito. The best is when you pack for a trip and you fat out of clothes, but you don't realize until you get there. You sit there and you go, well, I guess I could wear that as long as I don't breathe out. Or sit down. I still have all the clothes that don't fit me. They're in my closet in case I have a dramatic weight loss over a weekend. It's ridiculous. It's like I'm curating an exhibit of my weight gain. Well, that suit was from 30 pounds ago, and that sweater was from last winter, and this shirt never fit. Have you done that? Have you bought clothes that don't fit, thinking that'll be the incentive to lose weight? It's like, well, I've only gained weight for the last 40 years. Maybe this shirt will turn it around. How'd you lose weight? I bought a shirt.
And let's say good morning to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett. How are you this morning?
Hello, Don. I'm doing great.
All right. Got a couple of new movies. Got a lot to talk about. There'll be no sports segment today because Mike Clemens had some medical stuff done. And he's doing fine. He just had something done in his mouth, teeth, or whatever. And we're probably talking like this. So we decided that he'll take this week off and relax, and he'll be back next week. But what a trooper. Brett Hoffman's going to fill in for him, and we're going to get the full half hour of movies now. We have two new movies, and the first one, M. Night Shyamalan, who does some great movies. Even The Visitors, I like that one, but nobody else seemed to like it. But he did some great movies. Now his daughter is in the movie business directing, and she came up with our first movie, right?
That's right. This movie is called The Watchers. It's rated PG-13. It's a really neat thriller. It's about a young artist that gets stranded in this immaculate forest, which is located in Western Ireland. And while she's there, she finds shelter, but then she's trapped with these three strangers, and they have these mysterious creatures called The Watchers that happen to watch them at night. It's a whole what's going on, what are these things, and what's going to come of this type of movie. The type of thing you might expect from her father, M. Night Shyamalan. Of course, we look at his work all the way back to The Sixth Sense, but this is a Shana Shyamalan. This is her doing her own thing, and it's The Watchers rated PG-13, so that might be a great one to check out this weekend.
I guess if you hang around with your father on the set enough, something, you know, you get something out of it. Like Sofia Coppola. I mean, she wasn't a very good actress, but what a filmmaker, because she hung around her uncle, mm-hmm. You know, and Francis Ford Coppola. And our next film is in the series of Bad Boy movies. They're bringing back the original Bad Boys, and that's our next film.
That's exactly right. Rated R, Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are back. Here's the deal. What can we say? This one is action-packed. It's hilarious. It's the type of movie you want to go see on the big screen, and it will be the number one movie at the box office this weekend. Again, this is why movies, popcorn, and big screens exist. For this type of movie, it will be number one at the big screen. If you liked any of the Bad Boys movies before, if you like the action, you're going to like this one because critics and audiences are liking it. Basically, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, their characters, Mike Lowry and Marcus Bennett, their police captain gets linked to some drug cartels, and they have to go clear his name by going on a dangerous mission. Obviously, we could go on and on with details, but I'll tell you this much. Get your popcorn, watch this movie, enjoy the great camera effects, enjoy the hilarity of these two playing off of one another, and you'll have a great time.
You know, if we keep waiting long enough, it's going to be Martin Lawrence and Will Smith in a home, you know, with their walkers and wheelchairs, you know, you know, taking a nap in the afternoon because, you know, how long could you keep going with them? But obviously it's working. Okay. Now, what does TOS mean? I know what we're going to talk about next, but you put a little TOS on there. What does that mean?
Yeah, ticket tickets on sale. There is so much on sale right now for the summer.
Okay.
That telling everyone what's on sale and coming up, I just wanted to let everyone know, next weekend, which is Father's Day, Inside Out 2 is coming out. That is the phenomenal Pixar film that's going to be coming out next week for Father's Day weekend. It's on sale. John Krasinski's A Quiet Place series is coming out again. He's a producer on this one. A Quiet Place Part 1 comes out at the end of June. That's on sale. Despicable Me 4 comes out on the July 4th weekend. That is on sale, and it looks phenomenal from Illumination Universal. And then at the end of July, we have the movie Twisters, which should be phenomenal, and then Deadpool and Wolverine. And Deadpool and Wolverine is probably going to be the number one movie this summer. All those movies are on sale. Go check them out at marcustheaters.com. But I'll tell you this much. There's nothing like watching the thrill of some of these summer movies on opening night or opening weekend. And so snag your tickets now. You know, you can snag your tickets now. You can grab that reserve seat that you want and go see it with that crowd, because there's nothing like a filled-up movie theater for any of these great summer blockbusters that are about to come out.
Now, Deadpool and Wolverine is one movie, by the way. It's not two movies. It's not Deadpool and another movie, Wolverine. It's one movie.
That's right. It is not a double feature. In this one, things are fused together. You have Deadpool playing by Ryan Reynolds, and then you have Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine. You can expect a lot of action and a lot of hilarity in this one. The trailers are off the hook. It's, of course, rated R. And who would have thought we'd have a rated R movie that would be number one at the box office during the summer? But that's what I'm predicting. So we'll see how that goes. Although it's got a lot of competition. I'll tell you, Inside Out 2, you know, people have seen some footage, people have seen the trailers, and everyone's excited about that one as well.
You mentioned double features. I belong to all these Facebook pages that have old movie articles and ads and all that kind of stuff. Excuse me. And back in the 60s, double features were very common. But what I found interesting was when they put two giant musicals that were 2 hours and 45 minutes each and put them back to back in a double bill, you're talking over 5 hours to sit in the movie theater. I mean, back then, I guess people did it. But that's a long time to sit in the scene, more than 5 hours, about 5.5 hours. There was one, and I think it was The Unsinkable Molly Brown and The Music Man were on the same bill. That's a long night in the theater to sit there. But double bills were common. I used to go all the time. I remember seeing A Fistful of Dollars for a few dollars more on the same bill when I first saw it. And there was one theater that ran, and you might remember this, Spend a Night with Clint Eastwood. And it was A Fistful of Dollars for a few dollars more, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and Hang 'em High, all on one bill. I mean, that's a lot of movie.
You know, I was going to say, I might be able to do it now with the Dream Loungers, but I can't imagine 30, 40 years ago with the seats that were back then, with those halfback seats. I just can't imagine doing that for 5+ hours. But
let's talk about people did it. Twisters. Now, is this like a sequel to Twister?
Well, it's a new movie. So it's a new movie. It's the same thing. It's about storm changers. It's being released, but it is it's kind of a new movie. And this one has Glenn Powell in it, so that's going to be phenomenal there. But just think of it as a new original Twisters movie where people are chasing storms. And the footage on this is absolutely phenomenal. Of course, the last time we saw this movie come out was 30 years ago that this one came out, yeah. Or almost 30 years
and
ago.
And you know what? It was on Mother's Day it came out, because I went the opening day, and I remember somebody from the theater came out and said, Happy Mother's Day. This is a special movie for you moms, and it was Twister. So it's just about the same time.
Yeah, and this one's Twisters, Glenn Powell, Daisy Edgar-Jones. It looks phenomenal, the footage that we've seen so far with trailers and the footage that we've seen otherwise. So I think this one is going to be one that people really enjoy. And, you know, I would say it's a disaster movie, but it's a little more interesting than that because it's about storm chasers. But it's the type of movie that's just perfect for summer on the big screen.
Well, we have two storm chasers here. The young lady who follows me every day, Cindy Huber, is a storm chaser. And our chief engineer in the company, Corey Hartman, owns a weather service. He's also a storm chaser. And they follow these, you know, especially this summer, a lot of twisters are going through the lower Midwest. And they follow these things. They love chasing them. I want to be in the opposite side of the country where they are. But you get these storm chasers that love filming them and following them, and sounds dangerous. A Quiet Place Part 1. Now, this is, you mentioned John Krasinski produced it. Now, he is Jim from The Office. He's the last guy I would have thought would have been a successful director and producer. Now, he directed the first two with his wife, Emily Blunt. Now, he's not directing this one, though, right? Just the producer.
No, really interesting. Michael Cernowski is directing this one. And for those, Michael Cernowski is actually a Milwaukee native. So we have Michael Cernowski. He's the director on this one. He helped write this movie as well. He directed a movie called Pig, which just did phenomenally on the festival circuit. And it starred Nicolas Cage. So go check out that movie. It's really interesting. It's from 2021 called Pig. But now he's directing A Quiet Place Part 1. And there's some Milwaukee roots for you. He grew up in Milwaukee, and now he's directing A Quiet Place Part 1.
And this is a prequel to the other two, right?
This is how it all began. Remember in the first Quiet Place, they were just there, and the monsters were there, the creatures were there, and you didn't really know, well, how did this happen to the world? What happened? This is day one. This is how it all began and what happened.
All right, we'll get part two to our discussion coming. We'll get some retro movies we're going to talk about with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters in just a moment. Want to remind everybody, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer. Text to win statewide contest on WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. Now, this hour's keyword is pontoon. That's pontoon. Download the Civic Media app. It's free in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN on the app. Click on it and use the text button to send the keyword pontoon for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is pontoon. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use that text button and send it right now. You have until the end of this hour, and we'll have a new word with Cindy at 9, 11, and 1, and Kurt Bowman's got his words at 3 and 5 this afternoon here at WRJN, local news and timeless hits, and more with Brett coming up in just a moment.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the On-Ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theater is joining me this half hour here at WRJN, and it's 7:50. Looking for some sun today with a high near 73. Right now, sunny and 63 degrees here at Radio Park. When did retro movies become a hit? Was it during COVID when retro movies started coming back and people said, you know, I like seeing this on the big screen?
You know, they started coming back, Don, whenever digital projection came back to movie theaters. Remember before, occasionally you'd see older movies coming back. But, of course, a 35-millimeter film was hard to obtain those and hard to obtain a lot of them at scale. But now we've got digital projection, and we can put these on. We can also include other special content that studios might package in for them. And I think it's great. I think it's time for people to celebrate movies and see them back where it should be. But I think digital projection helped us get more and more special content than ever before.
Can you share that story real quickly with me that you shared about threading the projector?
Well, Don and I were talking about the air, about the original movie Twister. That was the very, very first movie that I learned to thread up on a 35-millimeter projector. And I've been working in theaters for quite some time. And, of course, now when I talk to others around the office, some people look at me like the older person in the room because, A, they're not familiar with what a 35-millimeter projector is, and, B, no one can believe that over 25 years ago I actually worked at a theater. So that's dating ourselves, but... yeah, back then it was all 35 millimeter, and it took a few minutes to thread up the movie for every single performance.
And they say, film? What are you talking about? What do you mean threaded film? What do you mean? Are there silent movies? What were you talking about? Okay, so let's talk about some of the retro movies you guys have coming up soon.
Sure. Well, every single Sunday night this summer, we have what we call Sinister Sunday. These are horror movies that we're bringing back, and this Sunday night is Dawn of the Dead from 2004. This is actually the remake of Dawn of the Dead. It's 20 years old now. Zack Snyder directed this one, but it's a great movie to see on screen. The next set of movies is the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy is going to be playing at our theater there at Renaissance on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You can see the Fellowship of the Ring on Saturday, the Two Towers on Sunday, and the Return of the King on Monday. Now, we've brought this back several times over the last couple of years, and people keep asking for us to bring this back again. No matter how many times we bring back the Lord of the Rings, we have people asking for it, and it looks phenomenal on the big screen. It holds up so, so well. And go check out The Lord of the Rings if you're a fan. That's out this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You can see the whole trilogy.
Now, here's a movie I have never seen, and people can't believe it. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I've never seen it.
You really should check this one out. It is such a tremendous film brought to us by John Hughes. You really need to go check out Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We are playing that this Sunday at the Renaissance Cinema, and I recommend anyone go see this one because it is such an iconic movie. Of course, Ferris Bueller, played by Matthew Broderick, and... wow, do I love this movie. For everyone else, you know, I kind of wanted to talk to everyone about this because it's such an iconic movie. There are so many scenes in Chicago, and it's during the warm weather. So I know this much. I went to school in Chicago at DePaul University. My friends and I would debate this over and over and over, and it's my contention that you cannot replicate the scenes from this movie. You cannot replicate the experience because of Chicago traffic and because of the things that would be going on and doing. But it would be fun to try because Matthew Broderick's character, Ferris, they do a lot of things with he and his friends in this movie. They visit Wrigley Field. They go to the Art Institute of Chicago. They go to the top of the Sears Tower then, which is the Willis Tower now. They go to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. There is a parade in Daley Plaza where, of course, he jumps up on a float and he sings Dunkashane.
I've seen that scene. I have seen that scene, yeah.
Yeah, they go to the beach. They stop by the Chicago River. All of those things. You might be able to do them, you know, maybe in a whole day if you really, really packed it in and planned it. But it's sure fun to try when you look at that. So Chicago is just a small drive away. If you can take in half of any one of those things and just take a look, watch the movie, go down to Chicago and kind of check out some of those things. Don't worry, you don't have to work root for the Cubs while you're down there at Wrigley Field. But you can. It's still a great place to watch a baseball game. And but that's something my college roommates and I have always talked about trying to recreate and trying to do. And it's one of those. It's almost like the Cannonball Run to try to make that run and how many hours they did that from the East Coast to the West Coast. I don't think Ferris Bueller's Day Off can be replicated, but kudos to anyone that might be able to try. And we've certainly got the movie so you can remind yourself of what you need to accomplish, and that's playing this Sunday.
My favorite Matthew Broderick film, Biloxi Blues. Oh, I love that film. My daughter and I used to watch it when she was little, and the nonstop laughter watching that movie when he is during World War II and he joins this platoon with a crazy drill sergeant, Christopher, what's his name? I can't think of the guy's name who played him. I'll think of it in a second here. And just what a cast in that movie. That was Matthew Broderick. You know, you mentioned John Hughes making Ferris Bueller's Day Off. One of his favorite actresses he used was Molly Ringwald. She was in a lot of John Hughes' movies. My pastor at my church went to North Hollywood High, and in his class was Molly Ringwald. I said, you actually got to meet her? Yeah, she was in my classes at North Hollywood High. He said a lot of big famous people were there in that school at the time, but not in his classes like Molly Ringwald. So I called him Pastor to the Stars. I mean, he was just a high schooler at the time. But still, that's kind of neat, going to school with Molly Ringwald.
So, well, certainly. Yeah. You're one of the first, by the way, to bring up Biloxi Blues, and it was Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken was in that movie
as well.
Yeah.
But I am surprised you brought that one up, to tell you the truth. But he's been in a ton, obviously.
Yeah.
And Ferris is great. And then John Hughes, just all of his catalog, whether it was him directing or him just as a writer, he had a love for Chicago and really incorporated that in so many of his movies. That's why you see the movies that he either wrote or directed, whether it was Ferris Bueller's or whether it was Home Alone, there was always a Chicago connection in them.
Let's talk about this day in history. It's hard to believe 30 years ago, 1994, it was
Speed came out.
Whoa.
Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. Man, can we believe that? Of course, Dennis Hopper was the man kind of pulling the strings, forcing them to go a certain mile per hour on that bus, or the bus would explode. There was a bomb on that bus. This is one of the first movies that we saw Keanu Reeves in. It also was one that really catapulted Sandra Bullock. But that was the movie Speed. I think everyone can remember that one. And frankly, yeah, I think if you watch it right now, it still holds up as well. So
yeah,
a good one to check out this summer is Speed, over 30 years ago.
June 10th, 1994. We're coming up to the anniversary. 25 years ago. My goodness. What was that movie?
Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. This was the second movie in the Austin Powers series starring Mike Myers. This one had Heather Graham in it. And, oh, man, June 11th, 1999. Hard to believe it was 25 years ago that we saw the second one. Of course, I'm one of these people still waiting and still hoping that we see another Austin Powers at some points. But Mike Myers isn't doing a heck of a lot of at least live acting. You can see him pop up in so many things. That are coming up. He has cameos in a lot of different things now, and he, of course, does VO work in animated series, but I'm hoping he's got another Austin Powers in him maybe before the end of his career.
And give a plug in our last minute here. You got a couple of special programs coming up.
That's right. It is a great time to go see movies. It is a wonderful time to see all these blockbusters, and we've got some great value programs for you to experience them. Our Value Tuesdays is going strong. Every Tuesday, you can get $6 admission, and if you're a Magical Movie Rewards member, you get free complimentary popcorn. That is back. There's a free complimentary size popcorn on Value Tuesday, and there's also a special for loyalty members that I know you love, Don, 250 hot dogs as well.
Oh, the Eisenberg hot dog.
That's right. It is a great time. And then just newly released, Kids and Seniors. Every single day, every matinee until 4 p.m., kids and seniors can see all these great movies for only $7. That's every day till 4 p.m. come out, bring the young ones out, and the seniors can come out as well for $7 tickets in our Everyday Matinee for kids and seniors. Lots of great opportunities and lots of great films out this summer.
And I'm a senior. I could park in the senior parking spots. When I pulled into one, I said, I think I could park here.